Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell.
G'day. How's it?
It's good. It's good. Is the fever still high for that Tarantino movie? Are people just raving about it?
Sold some tickets. Sold a million bucks. We'll have sold a million bucks worth of tickets in its first week here.
You kind of sound like you've got pep back in your step post the film festival.
I think so. And I think that, yeah, mate, I haven't, nothing against movies, but I haven't seen any movies in the last week. So maybe that's helped a little bit.
Well, this is a safe place to talk about movies.
Hey, cool segment. See you guys later.
If anything triggers you, let us know.
Yeah, I've got a secret. Get fresh air, guys, and get exercise. Get out of the cinema.
I was in a conversation at the office for Friday drinks in my kind of wider, large corporate environment, and one of the senior management spoiled the ending of Once Upon a Time of Hollywood to this other dude that was in the conversation with me. But it was in the context of about a 30-second conversation. There was no warning. And then he was like, oh, it's okay to say that, eh? And then he immediately went on to talk about another film and did exactly the same thing.
Mm. Do you think it's a safe place because it's like a movie area?
I think it's a safe place because there's senior management, personally. But
and everyone's just acting dumb, eh? Oh.
And you just go, oh, that's okay, eh?
Buzzy.
Yep, that's fine.
Like, face drops, colour drains from their face.
Oh. I should actually just, yeah, anyway. Hey, so movies, schmovies. I've been watching a bit of stuff in episodic fashion at home this week. Mm. And there's been a bit of sort of streaming news in this week through the office as well. So just been thinking about streaming services and watching shows and that. It's getting a bit bloody cluttered. How many different streaming services, if any, do you guys use?
I just play my guitar at home quietly by myself. That's what I do.
So, I'll write that down as zero?
Does not.
What sort of guitar do you have?
Okay.
Pirate Bay or model? Now, Steve,
how about you, John?
I've got Netflix and Neon.
Yep.
At home?
Yep. Yep. I got those guys. I also got sucked into a cheap trial subscription for Amazon Prime Video that's now gone up, so I'm going to have to cancel that.
How long do you get a month of like freedom?
Amazon, I think I was on $2.99 a month for a few months, and there was something I wanted to watch, and then I did the classic thing of forgetting about your subscription, and then it went up. It's only like $7 or something, but still.
It's more than a B-card subscription.
Yes. And I was also watching some stuff on TVNZ on demand the past few weeks.
Does that mean if people don't have a B-card and they're listening to BFM, they're pirating BFM?
Arguably.
Okay. I haven't really given it that much.
I mean, maybe it's... Is there an ad-free model where you can pay a certain level of subscription?
But the ads are so good.
Yeah, the ads are the best part, mate.
The ads are
but
good.
Steve...
The ads are good. So, look, there's a ton out there. A new one got announced this week, Disney Plus. Disney...
Oh, one for the kids?
Well, no, because it's like all their sub-brands as well. So it's Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, and Pixar. That's going to be in New Zealand from November, but they're pulling as much of the content as they can from all the other services to make it like exclusively their stuff. And everything they release in cinemas from this year onwards will only ever be on that service.
It exists. So you have to have a few kind of rolling if you're going to be caught
up. I think so. One of the good things about...
What are we looking at spending? Like $10
a month? I think that one looks like it's $10 a month here.
Okay.
In the United States, there's a model where you can get that and Hulu and ESPN, like a little bundle, for about $13. So that's probably hopefully we'll see that here in the coming years, where they just have to team up to sell these things together. Because realistically, how many are you going to pay for?
Can you still potentially get a massive satellite and chuck it on your back lawn? Like I used to hear stories of people doing and just getting like American-style TV where you get all the stuff you always wanted.
Like the stuff that was beamed into the army bases in the Pacific. That's where someone that was getting ripped from. But it's all...
Can you do that? Text in 5395, let me know if you've got a massive satellite and you're just watching all the behind-the-scenes stuff when the news anchors think that the TV's off and stuff like that.
And I think that's a good Robin Hood attitude, because the big downer here is that all these tech companies are spending phenomenal amounts of money on content, but they're all giant pieces of shit who don't pay tax.
Good-ish.
So that's... hey, cheers.
What are they, Scientology? Get out of here.
Now, I've come across the most expensive show ever made that, allegedly, that Apple's getting into the streaming business. They came in with an initial offer of, we're going to spend $1 billion on content. But then they decided that wasn't enough, and that's kind of run away to about $6 billion of content. And
what does that look like?
Well, just in context, Netflix, their content budget, their original content budget for the year is $14 billion. But I guess that's, you know, you don't pay tax and you've got all this money lying around.
Yeah.
Apple's got a show. If you guys want to find out what the most expensive TV show ever made sounds like, let's check it out. And just try and picture every dollar that this that they're spending here.
Should sound good.
We are facing the biggest crisis in our history.
My life just ended for no good reason.
Movie stars.
We're in the middle of an epic rebirth. Her sell by date expired. Fired years ago.
I want you to start grooming some new people.
I don't fit the mold.
What mold is that?
Movie
Any
star.
Mold? Really? Your show sucks.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
barely
you.
News.
Oh, he's
I
good.
Want wardrobe tests, screen tests, makeup tests. We need a contract. Where's legal?
Ready? I'm ready. Most people want to trust that the person that is telling them about the world is an honest person. Like you.
Was that? How was that?
Yes.
So there you go. It's like a jauntily scored show about a morning TV show. Is the most expensive series ever made.
Is it? Has it got an ending? Does it all turn into like Creep 4 or 3 or something? Because that guy's in it.
Yeah. Well, it could do.
It could do.
I mean, after spending $300 million on two seasons of the show, which is the alleged budget for this Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell show.
There's a quick summary here. It says, what happens when the people you trust to tell the truth prove themselves to be dishonest? The morning show follows the free fall of an early morning newscast in the wake of a scandal and its struggle to survive in an era where news arrives in the palm of your hand.
That's great. Now scroll down and read the first comment. Let's see what that's
like. It's had 20 million views, the trailer.
Let's definitely have a look at that first comment.
It says comments are disabled for this
that
video.
That says enough to me!
So move over Game of Thrones. The morning show is where it's at for high production value television.
Okay.
In the near future.
Is it just because Jennifer Aniston is starring in it? Is that why it's costing so much money?
I reckon they must just be burning money
Steve
every minute
and
of
Reese,
that
Steve
show.
Reese will be huge.
Do you think, would Reese Witherspoon have a contract to a certain production house with her Big Little Lies thing?
Yeah, maybe. They're probably creaming it on producer fees and points for the stuff. There'll be no, we're doing this for the love of it, we'll defer some of our salaries because this is great art. But yeah, it's just a mess. I mean, there's also a deal where the folks behind Westworld did a $150 million content deal with HBO.
Wow.
That's a kind of similar amount of money as, in fact, the Game of Thrones guys got a bit more money than that for their next stuff. It's just crazy. But pay fucking tax and stop wasting money on morning news shows. That's my rant. I'm throwing my paper notes.
Yeah.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, for those of
no,
you,
it's
a- for those of you out there that would like a simpler time and want to reminisce on the past.
Did anybody? Maybe people have their favourite texting things.
Taxi.
Just check the text machine and see if anybody had any opinions on streaming services.
They just said shot on
Twitter. For fuck's sake, I said that's it.
If you want to take a trip down memory road and
lane,
check out some 35mm rather than streaming services, you can head along to the Hollywood Avondale tomorrow night, Beverly Hills Cop, and then on Sunday a couple of Coen Brothers films. Maybe that's your ticket. Alright, cheers Steve. Cheers Big Hungry.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.